Join the conversation.
Email sarahk@capetalk.co.za.
Artscape continues to celebrate its 50th milestone, as does the Western Cape Youth Classical Classical Concert, which is celebrating its 50th year with the theme Past, Present and Future. It's being hosted by the Artscape and the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. It's happening tonight. Tickets are still available, I believe. And it features classically trained young performers. Delighted to be joined by the CEO of the Cape Town Philharmonic, Louis Haneman, to give us more. Louis, morning to you.
Good morning, SA. I can tell you that I'm around for 60 years in my own house and I'm still working.
That's good to know. It's good to know that you're still in working order. Now, tell us that this is such an exciting event this evening that's happening. But first off, just give us a picture of how the orchestra is doing, the youth orchestra, the main orchestra. The last 18 months have been tough.
It's been extremely tough. We are not really playing for audiences. On Wednesday, when we played that special concert to the health workers in front of Fortescue Hospital, it was the first time that we played for an outdoor audience in 17 months. And one of the musicians said to me, wow, to hear live applause is so fantastic. Oh. So, you know, it's been a hard time for us. Most of our concerts are online and we film it in empty halls, and then we stream it in concerts. So it's been tough, but fortunately, after 50 full years, the Artscape Youth Music Festival is still going ahead.
It was
started in 1971 when this building, Artscape building, was inaugurated by the late David Titpole, the conductor at the time of the KPAP Orchestra. And we haven't missed a year, not even last year. Okay, last year was also in front of an audience, but it was filmed live, and people could see it streamed. This year it will be streamed because unfortunately the tickets are sold out. We can only allow a small audience, but it's happening, and we haven't missed a single in the last 50. Yeah, so it's quite a celebration for us.
Yeah, that is just extraordinary. Tell us a little bit more about the youth orchestra, and who are these young people? Where do they come from?
Well, today it's the main orchestra. It's accompanying youth players.
Right.
You see, we have the full orchestra, professional orchestra, and then we have two youth orchestras, a wind ensemble and a youth symphony orchestra, where people can play sort of free of charge, but to get experience. And I must tell you, the young players coming up through the ranks every year is amazing. There's such a lot of talent if you only give people the opportunity to play. So we since 2009 for the last 2004 we've established a youth orchestra, and they're thriving. All the young players that are playing as soloists today are the type of people that eventually become professional musicians. And this year we have Brandon Phillips, who's also conducting, and Dane Coetzee and Samantha Durant, who are professional musicians in the main orchestra. But 10 and 15 years ago, that when they came up through the ranks, when they were school kids or university students, they were playing also as soloists. And what we've done now, the 50th year, we've decided to give the Golden Oldies also a chance, who played about 10 or 15 years ago as soloists. And then a few new ones and a few very new ones to present the past and the present and the future. All of these young soloists who playing as a soloist with the orchestra usually end up being a professional musician.
Yeah.
This is so important that we invest in our young people who are serious musicians. And we're so happy to do it again, even during the pandemic.
Yeah, indeed. Tell us about how people can get tickets for tonight, if they're still available.
Well, then, unfortunately, because we only allow a certain amount of tickets, you know, we have to, the protocols are quite strict. So all the tickets have been sold out.
But
it's, the whole concert is filmed and will be streamed live, well, not live, edited and then streamed on the internet. So everybody who wants to be part of tonight can see it on the internet. They just have to go to Artscape's website.
Oh, wonderful.
That's easy, and it will show there when, I think it's usually in a couple of weeks' time, it will be ready to be screened.
Oh, fantastic. Screened, well, yeah. that is exciting stuff, and absolutely, we must invest in our young musicians. Yeah. And also, just wanting to say thank you for what you did for the concert at Rotiskio. What a wonderful thing to do. How was it received?
We've never had so many publicity around anything that we've
done. I'm sure.
A hat trick. I mean, I don't think in my lifetime I will ever see a picture of the orchestra on the front page of all three daily newspapers in Cape Town. And from Chinese television, Al Jazeera to CNN, Deutsche Welle, everybody was there because the idea, it's time it was right for us because people need to understand what the trauma that our health workers are going through.
Absolutely.
And I thought it was a fantastic idea to honour them and to thank them and to tell them we're seeing you, we know that you're doing the best you can, you're going through this trauma. So it was a wonderful, positive days. And we were just too happy to be that this orchestra was part of the city for that one day and really showed people that we're more than just entertainment. We're part of life, and music is part of life because it can be quite emotional, and it was so well received. We are extremely thankful.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Louis, always lovely to chat to you. Thank you so much. Louis Heineman is the CEO at the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. You'll be able to catch tonight's concert if you haven't been lucky enough to secure tickets to the actual event. You'll be able to catch it online on the Artscape website.